Welcome to Catch Outdoors. I'm your host, Captain Rob Modes. This podcast is about living and playing in the Florida Keys, a 125-mile-long chain of islands. I cover my favorite sport, fishing, but also all the many things to see and do down here in the Keys. Catch Outdoors is hosted by Spotify and also brought to you by your favorite podcast network. So kick back and relax with me in the Keys. This week's episode of Catch Outdoors is number 135. Hello, all. Good morning, afternoon, evening, depending on when you are tuned into the podcast. I'm recording this on Sunday. Sunday the 21st. Wow, April is cruising, isn't it? Man, it was fun having Salty Cracker on the podcast with me last week. We had a great time fishing, drinking, not like we used to, and doing the food thing. If you missed it last week, pull up episode 134 of Catch You Outdoors and take a listen. I told him to head down this way most any time he can get away from what he's... He's retiring now. He's actually traveling, I think, the whole month of May via camper, so... Weather has been beautiful. The wind has been up and down a little bit, but not much this past week. But it hasn't stopped the fishing. It has slowed things offshore, but not, I mean, over the past few days, no. I'm talking about earlier. And it's only gotten better. It's basically warming up. Humidity's coming up. High temperature today, I think, was around 85 to 87 here. A little warmer inland, and wind out of the east at about 10. So it's been really, really pretty. I wasn't here for that. I'll talk about that in a minute. I think we're finally finished with late spring cold fronts. Man, I hope so. That was the weirdest thing. If there's any positive note, the fronts were mostly dry. And then on the reverse of that, that's not too positive. I've been watering plants already, and it's April. It's like, come on, we need a few showers mixed in. So hopefully next week that'll happen. We'll just see. But it looks like we're going to continue with lots of sunny weather. We got a little front coming in Monday night into Tuesday, I think. A little breezy on possibly Wednesday morning, and it's going to lighten right back up, get all sunny, and be beautiful throughout the rest of the week. So come on down. That's about all I got for that. We're coming up on full moon, so the full moon tide I'm looking forward to. That should be in the next day or two. I saw it last night. I was at a concert last night, an outdoor arena concert, so you could look up and see the moon was getting really close to full. I say maybe 2-3 days off, so hopefully I'll get out there the middle of this coming week and be able to do a little fishing on the moon. That'd be a wonderful thing. I love doing that. New book, What I Know About Fishing the Florida Keys, is processing. I received a mock-up of the book the other day via email, so I can see the layout and see how the photos all look, and everything's put in place, and it looks great. I'm not patting myself here. I'm just saying it looks great. That means they did a good job. All I did was write it. They have to put it together, the publisher. We got the covers, still working on the back cover, you know, the stuff to say, basically, but the front cover's done. And as soon as I get a finished product of that, I'll be putting it up on Catch Outdoors in my book section. So it'll be pre-sales. You can get on there if you want to and go on and get you one. Get it locked down. I'm only ordering 100 copies of the book, hard copies. Not hard, I'm sorry, they're softbacks, but you know what I mean, real copies, if you will. And they'll be autographed and go out to whoever beats whoever to it. And after that, I don't think I'm going to do it again. I think I'm going to let Amazon take care of the rest after that. So it was much too complicated on the other books to keep track of it. And like right now, I got inventory in books, which brings me to, you can go online and get them. I found some books in storage, so I've got all three of my previous titles are available. I discounted them, and I included shipping. So now's your chance. And once they're gone, they're gone. I'm not going to do it again. So I learned my lesson. So anyway, that's in the works and exciting. You know, I'm glad it's coming down to that. You know, when you see the finished product of the book on just the pages with the color photos and everything in place, it's kind of like, wow, this is really happening, you know, cool. I received a recent Red Tide report. I used these back in the day when I was doing the radio shows. You get them on Saturday. And on, I think it was Thursday was the other one. And it's clear there is no red tide in the state of Florida. So I always love passing that along, even despite the water releases that happened a while ago. So we'll just keep our fingers crossed on that. Some big news for those that travel on a regular basis to the Keys from the mainland. You got to come down the 18-mile stretch. Ooh, I went there today. Well, no, I didn't. I avoided it. I did Card Sound because it was so bad, but that's another story for another time. Resurfacing work will begin later this summer on a rough stretch of highway between the Jewfish Creek Bridge, that's right down here on this end, north, that's basically from Key Largo, north up to the Miami County Dade Line. That's past that marina and stuff that you run into. The bottom, I'm talking fishing now, the road has gotten really dreadful. Potholes, they're trying to keep it straight. It's very bouncy. If you're towing a boat, man, it's ridiculous. So they're going to get working on it. And mainly because of a growing number of potholes, continuous patch jobs that are barely holding, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, the amount of travel. It's one of the only two roads, you know, getting you down here to the Keys. You got that and Card Sound as an alternative. Card Sound's in pretty good condition because I did that this morning on the way back to Key Largo. While the Florida, I got this written out here for you. While the Florida Department of Transportation isn't scheduled to resurface the entire 18-mile stretch this year, work will begin later this summer on a 4.4-mile section from the Jewfish Creek Bridge, which is mile marker 108.4, up to Miami-Dade County Line, which is mile marker 112.8. It will begin on June 3rd. Mark your calendars. If you're coming down here to do anything in the Keys, this is going to go on for over a year. So I think it's a 15-month project. So mini season, yeah. Okay, yeah, I've warned you. So now you know, coming up on the summer. Here's something else, though. They're also planning on replacing guardrails, improving pavement markings and signs, adding riprap for the shoreline protection over on the water side where you can see the water. Plans are also in place to install new northbound and southbound bicycle lanes. Sections of the overseas highway travel lanes will be reconstructed, and Gilbert's Resort Drive will be realigned. I don't have a map, and I have no idea what that means. Jim Mooney, he's a state representative. He's said it's one of the worst sections on the stretch, so they got to get it done. Everything was held back. You know, they were going to do all this in another summer later, but they're like, no, we got to take care of this. I'm telling you right now, you tow a boat over that or any small car, you know, you'll fully understand about the potholes and stuff. It's like running a slalom course trying to get through there. So anyway, so be aware of that. That's going to start this summer, early June, and run for over a year. So when you come down to do fishing trips, lobster, week stay, you're going to do your vacation in the Keys, just be aware you're going to have to contend with that. A lot of the work will be done at night. That's the good news. And a lot of times that also means early morning when some of us like to travel. So you want to kind of put your finger on that one. Sure has gotten a lot quieter down here, except for today. I don't know why. The weather was gorgeous. I assume that's why everybody decided it was a great time to come down to the Keys. There were a lot of motorcycle groups and sport car groups, so I'm sure that had a lot to do with it. But normally when we return to the island on a Sunday coming south, we don't run into a lot of traffic. Well, this time we had to go over to Card Sound. There was so much traffic on the 18 mile. It was almost impassable. I have to bring this up because I'm old. It sure has, you know, it's man, oh man, I don't know how to say this, but the news this past week has been somewhat chock full of deaths of folks I and many of you probably know. It's just every time I picked up a news thing or turned on the television or the radio, it was like, who died? You got to be kidding me. So kind of weird. One that I knew pretty well, Norm Ziegler, he owned a fly shop in Sanibel and was also the designer of a fly that everyone loved for snook called the Schmino, a very simple little white fly that caught an awful lot of snook. He was quite a character. I loved hanging around talking to the man. He's going to be sorely missed, but he passed away this past week, and I find that as a bummer. We lost O.J. Simpson. I don't hear anybody crying too much over that. Whatever you think, that's fine. I'm not going to worry about it, but he'd be gone. Florida Governor and Senator Bob Graham, for those that have been in Florida for a while, you know exactly who I'm talking about. He was probably one of the most instrumental governors we've ever had in Florida, who put an awful lot of great things in place, both for the people and also for the environment in Florida. And today's, I don't know anybody doesn't like Bob Graham. You know, I just don't. He was really, really instrumental in the environmental stand in the state of Florida and to help bring Florida the beauty that we have and to keep it. And he's going to be missed. I think he was in his 80s. And I think he was still active, too, as a matter of fact. In the Fort Myers area, Mr. Rob Wells Jr. passed away. Now, don't get confused here. You hear this for the first time, you're going to say, Rob Wells passed. It's very confusing. Rob Wells Jr. is actually senior to us, okay? There's Rob Wells Sr., there's Rob Wells Jr., that would be the older man, and then there's Rob Wells the third. That's who we all assumed or talked about as being Jr. He's really not. He's just Rob Wells Jr.'s son. Did that confuse the hell out of you? It confused me. Mr. Rob Wells. He's the older man who would sit at the end of the bar at Cabbage Key and chat with you, which I did often when I was there. And he knew his stuff. Let's just put it that way. Well, he passed, and it's a sad thing. He owned Cabbage Key, and he owned the Tarpon Lodge, which are two extremely popular places over on the Pine Island coast. You know, a Cabbage Key is an island, and Tarpon Lodge is located in Pineland, up in the north end of Pine Island. But he'll be missed. He's got quite a history. The story. If you get a chance, pull up his name, pull him up, or his obituary, and read it. It's really fascinating how he wound up on Cabbage Key and wound up buying Cabbage Key. Then recently, Dickie Betts. Holy crap, the guitarist, one of the best guitar players in the business from the Allman Brothers Band. I had actually written this all down, like just to talk about the three, that, and all of a sudden there's a fourth. I'm overly concerned about the rock stars. I'm 70, and a lot of my friends are in that same age group, and we all listen to rock and roll players who are now in their 80s, and they're dying. And it's just a little unnerving, because we listen to them all play, you know, umpteen different albums. We went to all their concerts and things like that. And these are very, very, I mean, people like the Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, you know, all these people out there are well into their 80s. Eric Clapton, and you know, that ain't good. I mean, we only live so long, folks. So enjoy it while you can. Let's just put it that way. One last mention. But it's an important one. I went to the garden party last week. My friend Salty was in town, and we went to the garden party together. And there was a gal there singing, and her name is Shannon Battle. Shannon Battle, just like, you know, Battle, just like having a battle. And she has a new album called Battleground. Listen to it. At least go online and pop it up. If any of you like that kind of gravelly, soulful voice, on a gal singing brutal love songs. I mean, she's really, really good. You know, she got major applause at the garden party, and I had never heard her before. I knew her name only because of the guy that produces my music told me about it, but I'd never heard her, and I was really into it. I already downloaded the album. I downloaded the album because most of the songs are certainly worth it. So check her out. Shannon Battle. It's called Battleground. And if you know, I'm sure you can do some sample listening just to see what the songs are like before you commit. But some really good stuff there, I tell you what. No recent fishing for me since Salty left, because I was saving my strength for the Kenny Chesney concert that we were at yesterday. That's where we were. He did his summer kickoff tour at the Raymond James Stadium up in Tampa. This is a thing for him. Usually he opens his summer tours at that location. He says he just admires Florida. He loves Florida. We live the life that he puts in his songs. And so, and I have to agree. And so it was really great fun. It was a hell of a concert. He had Uncle Cracker, which is an associate of his and a good artist on his own. Then Megan Maroney, who's a brand new gal. She's won some awards this year already. Cute as a button and sings like crazy. And she's got these, I don't know, they're, you know, lost love type stuff. Kind of a,
kind of a Taylor Swift slant on it. I don't think you want to date her. You might wind up in a song kind of thing. but anyway, I enjoyed it. I really thought she was good, and the crowd enjoyed it too. Then, get this, before Chesney came on, the Zac Brown Band came on, and I love the Zac Brown Band, and they played all the favorites, and they were really, really good, and then Kenny came on. What a show. So it was 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. This old man and his loving wife, we were pooped by the time we got back to the hotel, but it was well worth it. I haven't slept that well in a while. I woke up and the sun was shining. I'm like, oh my God, we gotta go back to the Keys. We gotta get out of Tampa. Be sure to check out Megan though. Just like Shannon, check out Megan. She's very good. I love the song she sang. She's brand spanking new. But I can tell you, we're going to be hearing a lot from her. So another thing, get on iTunes or whatever, do some samples of her songs and see what you think. And while I'm on the music subject, man, I always seem to be there in one way or another. For those of you that love live music, get yourselves down to Key West in the first week of May. The Songwriters Festival starts May 1. It's billed as the largest songwriter show in the country. We're going, and I'm really, really looking forward to it. So if you're into it, you know, what's better than bar hopping with quality music? I don't know. I'm going to the beach. Going fishing. Yeah, there's lots of other things you can do. So that kind of stuff. So about the fishing, I'm going to get back out there this week, I hope. I've got some new little tactics I want to try. I also want to try to get back out to the Patch Reef now that the wind is finally let down. I think that's going to be real doable, and I get a big kick out of the Patch. I have experimented from 10 to 15 feet all the way out to about 100, 120 feet. I'm going to spend a little bit more time in the shallows. I mentioned last week I went out with a guide, Chris Hansen, and he pointed out, he said, you know, you can go out and fish the 30, 40 feet, and you'll definitely catch fish, but you might do better if you just stay in a little closer, stay in the 15 to 18 foot. He didn't really say, but I got the impression that the chum works better there because you're not trying to fill a big void of water. Cut ballyhoo is a good thing to fish with, shrimp on the bottom, things like that. He said, but it really does. You don't have to go out that far, because I was talking about my flat skiff. You know, he's got a large center console, and he's like, no. You can take the flat out on a decent day, especially if you've got a slight breeze. You stay close. And I just never really thought about it that way. So I'm kind of anxious to put that on. And I've got a few lures and things I want to try out as well. I haven't fished much with what I used to fish with, which was gulp shrimp and DOA shrimp. And I was digging through the garage, and I found these boxes of those things. And I'm like, man, you know, this stuff is sitting here getting old. And so I'm gonna try that stuff too. I got so locked into that swimming mullet, it's hard to teach the old dog new tricks, but remembering that it worked really, really well over on the west coast of Florida, like in Pine Island, places like that, around Pine Island, Pine Island Sound, and down in Estero Bay, I don't see why it wouldn't work here. So I'm going to have to give that a try. And I'm going to do a little bit more bait fishing, I confess. I love artificial because it's easy, but if you want dinner, you're probably going to put a little bait down on the bottom. So I'm going to do that, and I also am working on deep water jigging. I don't know if you've seen that, but it's pretty cool. Now, this requires deeper water out there, 50, 60 feet. You drop these jigs down. They're like casting metal sticks with hooks on them, painted, you know, colorful and all, but they're really great. And I've watched some YouTube videos on it. I've talked to a couple of people on how to do it, and it doesn't seem all that complicated. Yeah, right. That's what they always say, but we'll see how it goes. So I can't wait to give that a try. Okay, that's really all I've got. Without the fishing, without fishing stories and stuff, I just, you know, I gotta cut it kind of short today. Also, I'm pooped, man. After I have dinner and a drink, I'm gonna hit the sack. Man, oh man, it 5 hours on your feet, yeah. I mean, there were chairs, and we sat sometimes, but it's hard to see a concert when you're sitting down. Especially, we were on the floor. We had the floor seat, so you got to do a lot of standing, so I'm kind of tuckered. So I'm going to get to useless information right here, and hopefully I'll get out and do a bunch of fishing this coming. I'm keeping my fingers crossed, get out there and do some fishing, so I'll have more to share with you next week.
And now, from the original book of useless information.
You are a reject! You are useless! You can get a job down here cleaning toilets!
Here's your host, Captain Rob Modies.
Well, he swears up and down he's useless.
He might be all right eventually, but completely useless.
With useless information.
You know, I've been doing this out of this book for years, and it's funny that I can still find stuff that I haven't said in the past. So here we go. Number one, in ancient Greece, women counted their age from the age that they married, from the date that they married. Interesting. So, you know, hi, I'm four. Really? Jeez, that's how weird. Number two, bamboo. It's the world's tallest grass. It can grow up to 35 inches in one day. Yep, depends on, I looked it up. Temperature, water has a lot to do with it, but 35 inches in one day bamboo can grow. That's pretty amazing. Number three, salt is the only rock that humans can eat. Just what I needed to know. Bonus, though, here's a bonus. Salt is one of the few spices that is all taste and no smell. See that? See what you learn on this show? Yeah, thanks. Gotta hold you till next week. All right, folks, that's all I got. So before I go, take care. Get outside, do a little walking, fishing, playing, go to the beach. If you can, right? Hiking, sailing, whatever, mountain climbing, whatever gets you outside, do it. Take care, and I'll talk to y'all next week. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed listening, please tell a friend, leave a review, and don't forget to subscribe to the channel. The Facebook page is Catchy Outdoors, website's catchyoutdoors.com, where you can find all the previous podcasts and a schedule of what's to come. Until next week, get outdoors and enjoy.